It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Online insurance marketplaces opened in all 50 states yesterday. These healthcare exchanges were among the centerpieces of the Affordable Care Act. Officials reported the federal health care website had almost 3 million visitors by late afternoon.
Some state-run sites were overwhelmed. We're going to hear how opening day went in two very different states. In Virginia, state lawmakers left the responsibility of rolling out the law to the federal government. California was an early champion of the law, and state officials here took up the job themselves. We start with reporter Sarah Varney.
Keep calm and go live. Those were the words on the backs of the T-shirts worn by workers at a bustling state health insurance call center in Rancho Cordova, California, yesterday. But if the T-shirts urged calm, the mood was ecstatic and emotional among the architects and key backers who gathered to flip the switch on the Golden State's new insurance marketplace.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, open for business.
Peter Lee, executive director of the exchange called Covered California, said the era of a punishing individual insurance market was over.
Gone are the days of invasive questions when you apply for insurance about your allergies, your asthma, your diabetes, your cancer. Gone. You're never going to be asked that again. Gone are rates based on your answers to those questions.
The triumphant mood in Sacramento could not have seemed farther away from the grinding politics in Washington. California, said Lee, is on the right side of history.
And while Washington's talking about shutdown, we're talking about startup.
Hundreds of state workers at call centers around California fielded thousands of inquiries. The website was deluged at times and slowed periodically. At a time when federal government employees have been sent home, says Yvonne Walker, president of the local SEIU, the successful launch of Obamacare in California depends on state workers.
This is good government, right? This is good government. This is what it's all about.
California was an eager and early adopter of the Affordable Care Act, born out of a bipartisan agreement, said Anthony Wright, executive director of Health Access, a consumer advocacy group.
I mean, even from the beginning, we were the first state in the nation to set up an exchange, and that was under a Republican governor. Our bill to set up the pre-existing condition insurance program was co-sponsored by a Republican in our legislature.
2.6 million uninsured Californians are expected to qualify for a subsidy to buy private insurance, and another 1.4 million will be newly eligible for Medicaid. All told, there are 5 million uninsured Californians who will have the coming months to decide just how to comply with the federal requirement that they have health coverage. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in Sacramento.
I'm Jenny Gold in Hampton, Virginia, where the state government has been resisting Obamacare. They've left the exchange to the federal government, which is stretched thin. But in this small city in the southern end of the state, grassroots groups are trying to pick up the slack.
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know about you, but I am excited today. All right, we have affordable health care.
Health advocate Gaylene Knoyton is running what seems to be one of the only Obamacare events in Virginia, Enroll Fest, which took place at the Boo Williams Sportsplex. Knoyton is a mover and shaker. She advertised the event in churches, community centers, on the radio, even the local tourism board. The state declined to participate.
The state is not providing any resources because the governor decided to wait. So, you know, we just have to go ahead and move on. It's a grassroots effort. It is up to all of us as citizens to come together.
Next to the indoor track and stadium-sized restrooms, a dozen local groups set up tables to help educate consumers about the Affordable Care Act. Several hundred people showed up to the event, including 57-year-old Brenda Harrell, a former hairstylist who's lived in Hampton all her life.
I'm here to try to get some insurance, some coverage. I've been out of work for over a year, had heart and respiratory failure, got denied for Medicaid, and still don't have any coverage. Haven't seen a doctor for my breathing in over a year.
She brought along her portable oxygen tank. She has $19,000 in medical debt and can't afford new tubes for the tank. She's just been using the same ones over and over. Now she has a glimmer of hope. She sits down with a certified application counselor from a local health center to help her sign up on the federal government site, healthcare.gov.
What's your name?
Brenda. B-R-E-N-D-A. My middle and Renee. Harrell. H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
But the site is overloaded. They try four times, but can't do much more than enter Harold's name and set up a password. And even if they could, Harold would probably still be out of luck. Under the federal health care law, about half of states are expanding Medicaid, the government's health insurance program for the poor. But Virginia opted out. And Harold earns too little for a subsidy to help her buy a plan on the exchange. That means unless Virginia decides to expand Medicaid, Harold might just have to keep on waiting. For NPR News, I'm Jenny Gold.
Jenny Gold in Virginia and Sarah Varney in California both come to us from Kaiser Health News, a nonprofit news service.